So let's review. The Gemara, two dafim ago, brought a famous story of four great Tanoim who entered the paradise and only one, Rabbi Akiva, came out unscathed. The Gemara now focuses on Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva Olah B'Shalom V'Yored B'Shalom. Rabbi Akiva was zoicha to ascend to these heavenly heights and to descend in peace with his Torah and his Emunah intact. V'Olav HaKasav Omer Mashcheini Acherecha Nerutza. Where the end of the pasuk is Havayena HaMelech Chadarav, that Hashem allowed Rabbi Akiva into the inner sanctum of his heavenly realm. And then when the Malachim tried to push Rabbi Akiva away, Amal Makadosh Baruch Hu Hinichu L'Zaken Zeh Shero L'Shamash Bechvaydi. Hashem himself interceded and told them to leave Rabbi Akiva alone, as he is worthy of attaining these great levels. The Gemara now discusses Shedim and various properties that define them. Tarabanan, Shisha Dvarim Nemru B'Shedim. Shedim are similar to humans in three ways, and similar to malachim in three ways. Shedim have wings, they can fly, and they may be aware of occurrences that will happen in the immediate future, all similar to malachim. They also eat, reproduce, and pass away, all similar to humans. The Gemara continues that humans themselves are similar to malachim in three ways, namely that they possess das, they walk in an upright manner, and they speak in Lashon HaKodesh, while also similar to animals in that they eat, reproduce, and eliminate their waste matter, all in the same manner as animals. The Mishnah had mentioned that Kol Shleichas Al Kavayit Kainai Rasu Lo Shalei B'Lo Olam. Whoever that does not regard the honor of Hashem Chas V'Shalom is better not to have been born. The Gemara brings two explanations. Rabbi Akiva suggests that this refers to Hamastakel B'Keshes, one who steers at the rainbow, which the Pasuk in Yecheskel compares to the honor of Hashem, as stated in the pasuk, "Kemari hakeshes asher yeh ba'onan ba'yoyim hageshem, ki mara hanoiges saviv hu mara demus kavod Hashem." While Rav Yosef explains that this refers to hu'ever aver b'seser, one who performs a sin in private, as we have learned, "Kol hu'ever aver b'seser kiludechig rag lishchina," as performing the sin in private makes a statement as if chas v'shalom Hashem is not here and does not see what I'm doing in private. And although we have learned elsewhere that if a person is chas v'shalom overcome with a strong yetzahar to perform a sin, yelech lamakim shem makirin oisay v'yilbash chayrin v'yisatav chayrin v'yasem ashali b'chafetz v'yichal shem shemayim b'fahesya, one should specifically go to some remote location so as to not cause chil shem shemayim in public. The Gemara explains that price is referring to delay motzi kayif liyitzer, where the person cannot control his desire to sin, whereas our mission is referring to a case of where he can overcome his desire to sin, yet he nonetheless performs the sin in private, illustrating that he does not regard the honor of Hashem, who sees all that one does or even thinks, even in the privacy of one's home. The Gemara continues that if one acts in such a manner, to sin in private, then the stones and beams of one's house will themselves come to testify against a person for his evil actions in his heavenly judgment. Moreover, says the Gemara, the person's own neshama as well as the evarm of a person's body will all come to testify against one who sins in private, all to highlight the point that one cannot run or hide from Hashem, who sees and records all actions and thoughts of man, even in the most private places. The next mission discusses the mitzvah of smicha, which is the requirement to press hard on the head of one's korban before the animal is slaughtered in the Beis HaMikdash. A machlekes is brought as to whether this should be performed on a korban, which is brought on Yom Tov itself. The Mishnah brings five peers of Tanoim who disagree on this matter. Zok the Mishnah, Yosi ben Ye'ezer Eimer Shaloi Lismich, Yosi ben Yochanan Eimer Lismich, Yeshub ben Parachir Eimer Shaloi Lismich, Nitar Baile Eimer Lismich, Yudim ben Tabe Eimer Shaloi Lismich, Shem Meshadach Eimer Lismich, Shmayo Eimer Lismich, Avtalian Eimer Shaloi Lismich, Hillel Menachem Loi Nechleku, Yotze Menachem Nichnas Shammai, Shammai Omer Shalei Lismich, Hil Omer Lismich. The Mishnah adds that Harishonim Hayu Nesiim V'Shniim Lem Av Besdin. The first Tana in each pair served as the Nasi of their generation, while the second Tana mentioned in each pair served as Av Besdin, who served as the assistant to the Nasi. The reason for this machlek is revolved around two points. There is an Isser Shvus not to ride animals or use animals on Shabbos or Yom Tov, lest one break off a branch of a tree to use to drive the animal. Those who forbid smicha and Yom Tov hold that although smicha is a mitzvah from the Torah, it cannot supersede a shvus, which was instituted to prevent a person from transgressing a lav, which in this case would be breaking off a branch from a tree. They also maintain that while karbanos themselves may be offered on Yom Tov, the smicha can be performed on Erev Yom Tov. While the other side holds that tekev l'smicha shchita, that the smicha must be performed immediately before the slaughtering, and the mitzvah of smicha supersedes the shvus of not using an animal on Shabbos or Yom Tov, which is only drabbana. Rashi mentions that this was the first machlekes amongst Chachmei Yisrael. One of the pairs of Tanoim mentioned in the Mishnah was Yehuda ben Tabai and Shimon ben Shatach. The Gemara relates a story about them in which Yehuda ben Tabai put to death an eid zaimim who had testified against someone else in a capital punishment case and then was found to have been a false witness. Shimon ben Shatach subsequently taught Yehuda ben Tabai that ein eidim zaimim neharogin at sheyazoim mishneihem, vein loikin at sheyazoim mishneihem, vein mishalmim mamon at sheyazoim mishneihem. For the witnesses who were found to be false to receive punishment, both witnesses need to be found to be Edim Zeymen. Yehuda ben Tabai felt terrible about his error, and his entire life went to the grave of this aid who was put to death wrongly to beg forgiveness. After that incident, Yehuda ben Tabai accepted upon himself never to render halachic decisions without the input of Shimon ben Shatach. We had explained that the reason for the machlekes regarding smicha was whether the shvus of not using an animal would supersede the mitzvah of smicha. Regarding this, the Gemara states, Amar Shimon bar Abba Amar B'yichanan, Lo'oilam al tehei shvus kala b'necha, Shehari smicha, Eina elam shem shvus, V'nechlu kubo gedoil hadar. One can see from this machlokes how serious a shvus is considered, and therefore a shvus should never be taken lightly in any way. The Gemara adds in the name of Rama Bachama that Shema Minah, Smicha b'chol koich b'inan. We can understand from this machlekes that smicha must be performed with all of one's might, as otherwise it would not be considered shvus, as one would not be considered using or leaning on the animal. Rav Papa adds a point that we can also understand that tzedadin asurin, that is, the mitzvah of smicha must be performed on the head of the animal, which is halachically equivalent to the sides of the animal. Now, if there was no issur shvus to touch an animal on the sides, then this would not be included in the issur of shvus. From the fact that the halacha is that it is asur, obviously that tzedadin are asurin, even the sides of the animal are also forbidden. Rav Ash, however, disagrees, stating that although usually the sides of an animal are not included in the issur shvus of using animals on Yom Tov, called the behadi gaba kigaba dami, however, any area on the animal that is the same height as the back is forbidden in the same manner, even if it's not usually used, which is what makes it considered tzedadin, and therefore would anyway be forbidden in this case, even though the halacha is that tzedadin are mutarin.